that I mentioned, let me read my twin brother poem. Wait, there's another poem I want to read first. The other day, a guy came up to me, a guy I like a lot, and he said, "You know, I saw a poem by you in a magazine, and I was so happy. What's happened to you?" I used to write those great, depressing Jewish poems, you know. You're not going to abandon us. We're all depressed, and you're finding happiness. You know. I said, it's okay. I'm really deeply thinking about suicide today. And I'm only smiling because I can't figure out how to do it. My right hand keeps grabbing my left hand, and my right hand's stronger. Anyway, this was the poem that upset him so because it was happy. People don't want you to change, you know? Or they do, but they don't tell you. The only ones that tell you are the ones who are unhappy. This is called The Gift. And it comes out of the fact that I spent my first 25 years in the city of Detroit. And then I left. And there's no other part of the world, thank God, that looks like Detroit. Didn't matter which direction you took, it was up, you know. The Gift. Wheat fields the wind praised, and the great river freighted with long barges of logs, and then on past the darkening fields, where suddenly a town sprouted, tall silos, loading docks, and a long train chuffing toward the night. I went on, farther and farther from home, toward where the mountains lifted me slowly at first. Then suddenly the dark, steep climbs, and here and there a pair of eyes burning like tiny candles by the roadside. At last dawn broke behind me. I pulled over and slept an hour or two and woke at great height, turning above the frozen earth as though I were a bird or had woken from dreaming into dreaming. But this was me. Different now, or so I thought, still a man, still lonely, even at great height, but remembering it all, the city where I thought I'd died, the river black at night with darkness or with oil or both, gleaming with the lights of all the fires that burned beside it. I was still there, even if that had passed, even if all the lives that held me let me go and then themselves let go. I could return someday and walk the same streets in the same light, and no one would look my way or say my name. I was there because I had to be. But this flying in paled air, breathing of fallen crystals and blank stone above the tree line, this soaring without wings and without faith, this was the world no one promised me.